Morning Watch, Colossians Week 1, Christ the Portion of the Saints. Saturday, Colossians 1, 15 through 18. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Related verses, 1 Corinthians 15:20 through 22. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since through man came death, through man also came the resurrection of the dead. For just as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. John 12:23 through 24. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Romans 8:29, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Ephesians 4:15, but holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 1:15, footnote 1, image. God is invisible, but the Son of his love, who is the effulgence of his glory and the impress of his substance, is his image, expressing what he is. The image here is not a physical form, but an expression of God's being in all his attributes and virtues. This interpretation is confirmed by 3:10 and 2 Corinthians 3:18. Colossians 1:15, footnote 2, firstborn. Christ as God is the creator. However, as man, sharing the created blood and flesh, he is part of the creation. Firstborn of all creation refers to Christ's preeminence in all creation. Because from this verse through verse 18, the apostle stresses the first place that Christ has in all things. Colossians 1:16, footnote 1, in him here means the power of Christ's person. All things were created in the power of what Christ is. All creation bears the characteristics of Christ's intrinsic power. Colossians 1:16, footnote 2, thrones. Thrones refers to those who are in authority on the throne. Colossians 1:16, footnote 3, lordships. Rule refers to the highest office, authority, to every kind of official power. Power to the mere might of authority, and lordship to the preeminence that power establishes. Subsequently, we see that what is listed here includes not only the angelic heavenly authorities, whether good or evil, but also the human earthly ones. The ascended Christ was seated by the great power of God far above all rule, authority, power, and lordship in the universe. Colossians 1:16, footnote 4, through. Through him indicates that Christ is the active instrument through which the creation of all things was accomplished in sequence. Colossians 1:16, footnote 5, unto, or for him. This indicates that Christ is the end of all creation. All things were created unto him for his possession. In, through, and unto indicate that creation is subjectively related to Christ. The creation was created in him, through him, and unto him. Colossians 1:17, footnote 1, before. This indicates Christ's eternal preexistence. Colossians 1:17, footnote 2, cohere, or subsist together in him. To cohere in Christ is to exist together by Christ as the holding center, just as the spokes of a wheel are held together by the hub at their center. Colossians 1:18, footnote 1, firstborn. Verses 15 through 17 unveil Christ as the first in creation, as the one who has preeminence among all creatures. Verse 18 shows that Christ is the first in resurrection as the head of the body. As such, he has the first place in the church, God's new creation. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Some insist that Christ is only the creator, not the creature. But the Bible reveals that Christ is both the creator and a creature, for he is both God and man. As God, Christ is the creator, but as man, he is a creature. Those who oppose this teaching are short of knowledge. Actually, they are heretical, because they do not believe that Christ truly became a man. Rather, they believe only that he is God, and such a belief is heresy. Our Christ is God, has always been God, and always will be God. But through incarnation, he became a man. Otherwise, he could not have been arrested, tried, and crucified. And he could not have shed his blood on the cross for our sins. Praise the Lord for the truth that our Christ is both God and man. As God, Christ is eternal and did not need to be born. But in 1:15, he is called the firstborn of all creation. Anything that requires birth must be a creature, part of creation. If Christ were only God and not man, he could not have been born. For God is infinite and eternal, without beginning or ending. But as a man, Christ had to be born. Hallelujah, Christ was born as a man. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For a child is born to us, and his name will be called Mighty God, Eternal Father." As a child born to us, Christ is called the Mighty God. As the Mighty God and the Eternal Father, Christ is eternal. But as the child, he had to be born. According to the Bible, birth is the carrying out of creation. Therefore, to be born is to be created. The book of Colossians reveals that Christ is preeminent, that he has the first place in everything. Both in the first creation and in the new creation, Christ occupies the first place. In 1:15, we are told that Christ is the firstborn of all creation. And in 1:18, that he is the firstborn from the dead. The new creation of God is by resurrection. For Christ to be preeminent in the new creation means that he is the first in resurrection. He is the first both in creation and in resurrection. This means that he is the first in the old creation, the universe, and in the new creation, the church. The universe is the environment in which the church exists as the body of Christ to express Christ in full. Christ is not only first in the church, the body, but also first in the environment, the universe. This means that he is first in everything.